Looks like Quasimodo caught the big sad. Oh boy. Welcome back to Inside 4 Walter. Most James Madison. We're going to make fun of mentally disabled men today. Fuck you. Let's have fun. Senator John Fetterman checks into hospital for clinical depression treatment. His office says, and mind you, he was just in the hospital like 2.5 weeks ago, and he was just released only to check himself back into the hospital like 3 days later for depression. Now, before we get into the more recent story, let's hop into this little older story right here, shall we? Fetterman hears voices like teachers in Peanuts, still hospitalized after feeling lightheaded. Now, he was released between this article and this old article and the new one we'll be getting into. In order to mitigate the fact that he hears other people's search or other people's speech as incoherent, he uses closed captioning devices that display what is being said to him out loud so he can read along. Imagine if Dr. Oz just exploited this. From February 10th. From Olivia Rendezvous? Okay. Fetterman is struggling in his new role as a result of the stroke he suffered in May 2022, which causes him to hear people's voices like the teachers from the Peanuts cartoon. This is something he said and said on the debate stage. A news report from the New York Times revealed in order is that display what is being said to him out loud so he can read along, reports Fox News. The Senate sergeant-at-arms reportedly installed a monitor on Fetterman's desk in the chamber of the U.S. Senate, as well as provide him with live captioning tablets for committee headed at the Democratic retreat, and is being monitored for signs of seizures as of Friday morning. He is reportedly still being treated at George Washington's University Hospital in Washington, D.C. The former mayor of Baddeck, Pennsylvania, also refused to speak with the press due to his inability to hear their questions in the echoey Senate halls. Jettelson, quote, before the stroke, he was the kind of person who would love to give and take with reporters. That plays given the current limitations that he shouldn't be in office, but that's kind of the publication. Jettelson claimed that Fetterman was, quote, forced to forego making a full recovery in order to get back on the campaign trail after having a stroke, prompting questions on social media. Yeah, like, why the fuck is he running? Quote, what you're supposed to do is recover from this, is do as little as possible, the head staffer said. However, according to him, Fetterman apparently, quote, so this was the head staff of the Fetterman thing? Interesting. Quote, was forced to do as much as possible. He had to get back to the campaign trail. It's hard to claw that back, Jettelson added. Quote, Fetterman was forced, what? Asked the Spectator editor, Stephen L. Miller, on Twitter. Amazing, right here. Mr. Fetterman declined to be interviewed for this story, but aides and confidants described his introduction to the Senate as a difficult period filled with unfamiliar duties that are taxing for someone still in recovery. Meeting with constituents, attending the caucus and committee meetings, appearing in public at the White House events, and at the State of the Union address, as well as making appearances in Pennsylvania. Oh, boo-hoo, it's a fucking job, you disabled, crippled fuck. If you don't want me to make fun of you, you don't have the fucking job. Here's the thing. Well, James, you're making fun of a handicapped. Yeah, you're absolutely. You know what the goddamn brain-crippled crip fucking thought to himself in his little crippled fucking head? Huh, I'm fit enough to run for president, which means you're fit enough to be fucking mocked by me, Quasimodo. If you're fit enough to take office, you're fit enough to be challenged on a daily basis for your fucking toughness, and especially if you're going to hold any kind of public office. So, yeah. Get mad at me, left or right straw man, for making fun of a fucking brain-dead whelp we call John fucking Fetterman, who is, the lump on his neck is a metaphor for the lump on America's ass that John Fetterman fucking is. Alright, if you don't want me to make fun of him, maybe consider the fact that he shouldn't be in fucking office or running. He's a public figure, meaning he's fit for fucking scrutiny because he thought he was fit to fucking serve. So, TLDR, fuck the weird guy in office who was formerly famous for being in the fucking Goonies. Oh, and now he has the big set. Tell you what, there's a big band you should go find and inform with a couple guitarists called My Chemical Imbalance. He's a number one hit for you. The Big Sad. All right, boss. I have no sympathy whatsoever in my body. And now I know I should have just maybe an inkling, a fucking smidgen, maybe one small ounce of sympathy for John Fetterman. And I did during the campaign trail, but now that he's in office and the campaigns are over, it is time to mock him. And besides, I can't hurt his feelings because he can't even understand what the fuck I'm fucking saying. So you're offended on behalf of someone who doesn't even know what the fuck I'm saying. Here, tell you what. My system crashed again, so I don't really know what I was saying for a moment, so I'm just going to move on. Mr. Fetterman declined to be interviewed for the story, but aides and confidence described his introduction to the Senate bill as a difficult period filled with unfamiliar duties that are taxing for someone, so recovery. I already read all that. Moving on. Quote, what you're supposed to do is recover from this and do as little as possible, said Adam Jettelson, his chief of staff. Instead, Mr. Fetterman was, quote, forced to do as much as possible. He had to get back to the campaign trail. It's hard to claw that back. So the dude running his own campaign said, yeah, my boss isn't here yet, and he wasn't able to recover because he was forced to go back to it. On Wednesday, Mr. Fetterman was hospitalized after feeling lightheaded while attending a day-long Senate Democratic retreat in Washington. Tests showed no signs of another. On Wednesday, Mr. Fetterman was hospitalized after feeling lightheaded while attending a day-long Senate Democrat retreat in Washington. Tests showed no signs of another stroke, and his spokesman, said he was in good spirits, talking to family and staff members, but he spent a second night in the hospital on Thursday as doctors monitored him for seizures. The entire piece of the Times this AM was, quote, look how brave he is for struggling with his working conditions. He and his campaign previously said would not happen, he added in the follow-up. Mr. Fetterman was forced to do it, or read that. The entire piece of the Times at this AM was, quote, look at how brave he is for struggling with his working conditions. He and his campaign previously said would not happen. Political analyst Matt Koch also expressed his concerns over the senator, whose campaign team, as well as his wife, had previously assured voters that his stroke would not impact his duties in office. Oof. Quote, John Fetterman is still hospitalized and, according to the New York Times, is hearing noises like the teachers in the Peanuts cartoons is talking to him. Great hire, Pennsylvania, he wrote. Quote, we will pray for his recovery, but who didn't see this coming, Koch added. Yeah, I mean, fair. As he stays in the hospital to be monitored, Fetterman's... As he says in the hospital, to be monitored, Fetterman's staff said in a statement that he is, quote, in good spirits and talking with his staff and family. Several tests have ruled out a seizure or another stroke. That is the end of this article. Now let's hop over to the more recent news article right here. So he checked out and is checked back into the hospital, but this time with severe depression. So hearing new voices to this one, huh? Doing good out there, Pennsylvania. You really picked a fucking winner. And right now, while your state's being polluted by a derailed train, what a fucking winner! But you know what's funny? What if this guy gets healed from all these chemicals in the water and becomes like a weird superhero? You know, like the Toxic Avenger here. He kind of looks like it. Senator John Fetterman checks himself into hospital for clinical depression. Ben Kesslin and Samuel Chamberlain. February 16th, 2023. Senator John Fetterman, a Democrat from Pennsylvania, is back in a D.C. area hospital, this time to get treatment for clinical depression. His office announced Thursday, quote, "While John was John has experienced depression off and on throughout his life, it only became severe in recent weeks," Fetterman Chief of Staff Adam Jettelson wrote on Twitter, adding that Capitol attending physician Brian Monahan, examined Fetterman on Monday. Let me zoom in here. It'd be easier for me to read. There we go. Attending physician Brian Monahan examined Fetterman on Monday and, quote, recommended inpatient care on Wednesday. Quote, "After examining John, the doctors at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center told us that John is getting the care he needs and will soon be back to himself," gentlemen concluded. Fetterman's wife, Gisley, posted a separate tweet stating, quote, "After what he's been through in the past year, there's probably no one who wanted to talk about his own health less than John. I'm so proud of him for asking for help and getting the care he needs. Now step out of fucking office, you weird lopsided Muppet." Fetterman, 53, was taken to George Washington University Hospital on February 8th after feeling lightheaded during a Democratic Party retreat. He was released 2 days later and was back in the Senate on Monday. Tragic. He should be released and sent back home. The Democrats' health problems began May 13th of last year when he suffered a stroke during the closing days of the Pennsylvania Senate campaign. Fetterman, the Commonwealth Lieutenant Governor, was left hearing other cognitive issues that dogged him throughout his general election campaign against Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz. On February 9th, the New York Times reported that Fetterman still sometimes struggles to hear people's voices clearly, a problem that gets noticeably worse when he's stressed or is in an unfamiliar situation, and which he has compared to trying to decipher the muffled words of Charlie Brown's teachers in the Peanuts. Oof. In a concession to his conditions, Fetterman carries a tablet around with him that has closed captioning capabilities so he can read whatever people are saying to him. A closed caption monitor has been installed at his desk in Senate chambers so he can follow along with proceedings. This is fucking pathetic. The device is adjustable in height to accommodate Fetterman, whether he needs to sit or stand. A customized desk at the center. This was all paid for by taxpayers, but I guess if they voted for him, they asked for it. So, a customized desk at the center dais has also been equipped with the same technology for Fetterman's use when he presides over Senate proceedings. If Fetterman's health problems render him unfit to serve, Democrat Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro would need to appoint a replacement. A special election would then be held next year to select a candidate to finish out the remainder of the Fetterman's term. That is the end of this article here. Now, again, I felt bad for him during the campaign trail, but now that he's won, he's deemed himself able and fit to, well, you know, be criticized and mocked fucking relentlessly. Personally, he's kind of asked for it. And I know it can sound cruel, it can sound callous, so on and so forth, but ultimately, you shouldn't run for office if you don't want the public eye on you. That'd be it. Until next time, this has been Inside Four Walls. I've been your host, James Madison, and I shall catch y'all later. Peace.